Welcome to the NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, March 23rd, 2021, 10:23 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, episode 21. Thanks for listening. Please follow me on Twitter at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420 for all your Top Shot NBA player tracking and up to the second information. Also, subscribe to the podcast and YouTube, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Hope you guys are doing good out there. Pretty crazy Tuesday for Top Shot and the market. We're gonna hit that. Cool Cats pack drop went really smooth. As usual, a lot of collectors missed out. And yeah, the market went completely insane. So we're gonna talk about that. We got trade deadline. Are we really 48 hours from the trade deadline? I think we're there, guys. It's going to get really exciting. If you like NBA, this is the time. We're getting trade deadline, and then we're going to get revved up for the playoffs. So we'll touch in on the trade deadline, a couple highlights. Also, a couple game check-ins, live check-ins. Phoenix, Miami. We're going to look at some highlights from there. I did not get to watch that one. I was planning on that. We got Golden State versus Philly, which was really interesting. Golden State looked really good, actually. And I'll share my take on that. Also, we got Brooklyn versus Portland. James Harden continuing to carry that team, play an insane amount of minutes. And Dame is doing Dame time. But Enes Kanter was a man among boys. So we will also touch on some Enes Kanter. All right, guys. Hope you're doing good out there. Let's get into it. All right. So we're going to start off with Cool Cats. So we had a Cool Cats 3 drop. And it seemed to trigger some market insanity that we were already experiencing. Right, we were seeing some majorly low numbers that we had not seen for quite a bit here. And when the packs dropped, the market opened up pretty quick right after that. And what we saw was really, really interesting there. So these, I've got us up on the Cool Cats page here. And one of these moments that I was looking at were the, so we were at the Barrett. And see if I can zoom that out back there for you good. So the Barrett was one of the higher ones when first listed. And then I saw, I mean, some of them were going for like $400 or $500. Like, no joke. We can go back, just showing you the moment. It's a pretty sweet moment. He gets a breakaway steal. And Barrett's playing amazing. The Knicks are going into the playoffs. So I think this and the Shire are the two hot moments. But we can go look at the top sale. And you'll see. So the number two went for $2,222 on March 22nd. So that was yesterday. Pretty close to after those started hitting the market. And these are all very low serial numbers, which is great, but I mean, two is insane. But It then went down. I saw it for $20, $30, $40. And then it kind of went up and hit 60. And then it started to hit this 85 to, you know, 95 range. And it's kind of been floating around there. This 82 ask right here is a little low. So yeah, see there, it's at 93. So that 82 isn't even there. And it's all three of these are holding here. And one of my takes, I've been looking at all three of these. When I'm saying three, I'm talking about the Shy, the Kristaps also, and the RJ Barrett Cool Cats. So the Kristaps, they're all right around 90 and they're holding there. This one was really low. I saw it for $14, $20. Now, just because I see it does not mean that I can purchase it. And trust me, I tried. I'm sure most collectors are experiencing this. You will see a low priced moment, a great serial number. You go ahead and try and process it. You'll even get it to go through Dapper and confirm purchase there. You get your green check. And then now you're kicked out to wait while we're processing. And then before you know it, you get a notification that that has failed and let's try it again. So I think one of the things that we're looking at here is how to get a moment. And I've even talked about it before where you don't go for that lowest buy there. But it's hard to resist, especially when you're looking at these started going at 90. You could then see them for 75 and they'd pop up there and it'd be a great serial number. You'd try and grab it, processing, spit out, sorry, another user got it. And I've talked to you guys about this. I'm competitive with all things. It's not necessarily other users, but then I want to go see who got it. So I go look in the past sales and you can see who got it there. And it's like, ugh, it's so tough seeing it because you know it went through and they got a great deal. So one of the things that this triggered and one of the reasons I think why we saw such low prices, and I kept saying to my buddies, I'm like, these are Cool Cats at $25. Like, what is going on here? And again, the key here is to stay calm and not be emotional. And what is going on here? And again, these are my own theories and what I'm trying to process from the people that I follow and the information I'm reading and analyzing basketball and collecting. And it seems to be that there are a ton of new collectors that were able to get a pack. And when you get a $14 pack and you can sell moments in there for $25, $30, $40, that's a profit for you. And you don't have to even believe in NFTs or in basketball or even be interested in that at all. So I keep talking about how we need to get to this collection level here where we talk about all the entry levels and the playing field that you're deciding to be at when you enter into Top Shot. And so we're going to have that. But I think a lot of these collectors that were able to get Cool Cats packs were new or not interested in being here long and trying to get a little bit out of this and then just be kind of done with it. As far as the chaos that's spiraling in the market, you know, one of the things you'd want to be looking at is potentially moments that were out of reach for you before or that seemed, you know, oh, I would have loved to have been able to get this one or that one, or maybe check out one of the series that were from the beginning and go check them out. I'm not saying to purchase anything, but go watch. The key to any of your purchases is you're investigating it. And we also are going to do another podcast coming up. I think we'll probably schedule it for this weekend where we look at the three main websites to track moments, accounts, be able to analyze progress of the whole entire Top Shot community and all of the collections. And you can go inside and out. It's very, very transparent. So we'll get into that. But these, let me go ahead and share the screen with you here. These are some that I've been really, really excited about. The Run It Back Series 1. There's so many amazing moments in here. And we did get a notification that badges are coming very soon. And a lot of these badges are going to get placed on these for first moment on Top Shot, right? These are all very original looking moments here. So I think the Run It Back series is one to look at. There's a lot of series ones, metallic golds. But when the market's in this kind of phase here, it's also good to just watch and see the fluctuation, because as collectors right now, we haven't seen this kind of movement in this direction for a good, month and a half or so. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see, where that bottom is, of course, because as an investor and a collector, which I'm coming in first as a collector, and there's so many of these amazing moments like these Run It Backs here that, if you had the money for some of these are very expensive moments, but if you had money for these are going to go up, and these are just amazing moments. Let me just look at one of these specifically. This Chris Paul over here he's a Hall of Famer, man. You saw what he just did in the All-Star game and what he's doing with Phoenix. And it's basically on the banana boat. It's Chris Paul and LeBron are left. Who else is big down here? Let's keep moving. The Ginobili is gigantic, right? Ginobili's a Hall of Famer, all-time champion. I love this one too, the Garnett. We're coming up on it. Hold tight here. We'll look at the Garnett moment. Although it's when he was with Brooklyn, and it's not, I think a Timberwolves moment is going to be really nice, but let's just go ahead and look at this. So you're going to run it back with KG on the Brooklyn Nets. Oh, sweet, in the paint, catches it high, comes around on the weak side, dunk. So I'll read the description. KG putting in that work down low. Brooklyn Nets star big man Kevin Garnett catches the high arcing entry pass, shows off some fancy footwork in the key, and throws down the nasty slam against the Dallas Mavericks, January 24th, 2014. So this is, we're going back on this one. And look at that. So the low ask is a nice serial. This is, again, not out of that many moments. So you're looking at 191 moments. These are all running 275. Wait, what's the Garnett? I lost it. How many is that of the Garnett? 275 of the Garnett. Okay, so the 191 up there. That was interesting. I popped out at the 191. What was that? So that's what I'm saying. So there's a Jimmy Buckets there. That's a really nice one. Check out these Run It Backs. Find some of these that you want to look at while the market's low, and just watch it. Watch the movement. See where it gets. I've been watching some of the LeBrons. If you don't have a LeBron in your collection yet, this is a great time. We're going to swing, guys. The market moves, and the key is to stay calm. Let everybody panic. Let everybody do what they're doing. Of course, you can go, I wish I would have then, and I wish I would have here. That's the key to Top Shot. When you catch yourself saying, I wish I would have, I wish I would have, that creates emotions, right? You want to go, okay, I didn't there, and why? And do I want to be ready to do that there next time or not? Depending on where I'm at. So we're analyzing. We're constantly analyzing and processing. And I think one of the big things right now is when the market is in this space, it is a buy space. That doesn't mean go out and buy something now. It means pay attention to something you're looking for. Watch when this market hits a bottom low. And when we start moving back up, you want to try and grab that a little bit quicker than later, because we all know, if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, if you're collecting on Top Shot, you already know. This is gold. This is the most fun as a fan and NBA players. We're all here together and we're celebrating this beautiful game. And it's cats out of the bag. Right now is a bump. And if you go back and look at the history of Top Shot and the way that, and we'll go ahead and do that. We'll look at the accounts on those three sites I was telling you about. A value market, moment ranks. And I just tweeted out a brand new one I saw today that was really interesting. I'm missing the name of that, but we'll check my Twitter page. You'll see it on there. NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJ Dev 420. Again, I want to thank you guys so much for all the followers on Twitter and all the support and podcast subscriptions and listening and YouTube. It's so fun for me, man, and I love doing this. So keep it up, share it, and like it, and subscribe. So let's move on out of this market bump here. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter or on YouTube comments here, or DM me as well if you're looking for any specific, just what I'm thinking. I'm not necessarily giving you purchasing advice, but I can give you what my opinions are on things. And I think we're looking at some good stuff coming up here with the playoffs. And they're probably, you know, I feel like I, again, going back to my competitive nature, but I did call that Cool Cats pack drop coming up pretty quick there. And then I think we're due for a legendary now. If you kind of look at the rhythm, we haven't had a legendary for a bit here. And I think some earth-shattering legendary stuff could even be a run it back. Like, if they decide to throw out a run it back, which was rumored, I want to say 04 to 2010, but don't quote me on that. I should have that up here. But they're doing a really juicy run it back chunk of years where if you think about those years there, they definitely commented about a Shaq coming. So it's going to get really, really funky here. So just be ready for that and stay cool and calm. And we're gonna have some fun here, guys. So, trade deadline. We are insanely close. Let me go ahead and pull up some good pages here that I had ready for you guys. We're looking at NBC Sports, and they've got the trade deadline tracker. It's pretty up to date. 8:41 Eastern. This was posted, so we'll take a look. Let's see. We'll get off the commercial there. All right. So we're less than 48 hours away now, and there is a ton of rumors. We got Andre Drummond out there. Kyle Lowry has been heating up quite a bit. Norman Powell. Let me go ahead and slide this over just a little bit. So the trade deadline is Thursday, March 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern. And the teams must have their trade submitted to the league by that time. Toronto is talking Kyle Lowry and Norman Powell trades. There's multiple teams that they're working that with. Trade talks have heated up with Philly, potentially. They really want to get Embiid some support there at the guard position. Also, Raptors are expected to extend into Wednesday with this discussion. Miami is also in the talks. They're interested, but they have shown restraint in how far they're willing to go to get that deal. So they're not as hot on Lowry as Philly is. So let's go ahead and keep looking here. Raptors are wanting Hero from the Heat, which would make sense why the Heat would be backing away from that a bit. They want Hero from the trade, and that's Miami is okay to give up Robinson, but Hero is the Raptors want Hero instead, who's on the second year of his rookie deal, which is super cheap. Denver is looking for power forward help. They're looking to possibly get Aaron Gordon, which, oh my gosh, would be huge. Harrison Barnes has still got a lot left in his tank, especially as a veteran leader. And Denver, you know, is going to be right in the hunt there as we get deeper into the playoffs. So Boston is also a front runner for Aaron Gordon. Bulls have been moving around with Markkanen, which is quite interesting. Lauri Markkanen. He's going to be a restricted free agent, and they don't want to pay him. So they're looking to move Markkanen in, but it does not look like they've mentioned any potential. They're just listening to trade offers. The big buyout buzz, which is kind of insane that Andre Drummond would just get bought out instead of there being any trade value for that guy. That guy's a monster. But he would get, if he gets bought out, he's going to go to the Lakers, and LaMarcus Aldridge also would get bought out and then go straight to the Heat. So the Cavs and the Spurs are both looking for trades for these guys, but it's improbable that they're going to find a deal for Drummond because I guess he's making 28.7. So that's the hinge there, and then Aldridge's making 24. So they're both going to be bought out is what they're saying. Drummond is obviously an upgrade over Marc Gasol, who I'm kind of surprised how minimal he's been. I thought he'd have a lot more in his tank, but he's definitely showing his age. Houston is done with Oladipo, but Heat and Knicks are staying away. They're reluctant to offer premium packages for Victor Oladipo, but market's development have capped out teams bidding with young player first-round pick combos. One thing's become clear, Houston is definitely moving Oladipo before the deadline. That's from Adrian Wojnarowski at Woj ESPN. And Oladipo is an interesting player. He's got tons of athletic talent, and he has moments. He does not have the consistency, and to his detriment, he hasn't been on the best teams. But there's just some about him that I've always been, even when he was playing for Indiana in college, just something about him that doesn't equate to winning. So Boston Celtics reportedly front runners to land Aaron Gordon. I think that would be massive. Aaron Gordon is dying for a scenery change. I think the one of the biggest things with Aaron Gordon is you get him on a team where he is a number three option, which he would be on Boston, and he is going to thrive. He played 25 minutes, 30 minutes a game. He's going to play tons of defense for you. He's going to score, be your third scoring option. Oh, man, that is like fire. That's exactly, I wouldn't say it's exactly what Boston needs, but that is something Boston needs. Also, they're saying they might even get Evan Fourier, which would be nuts as well. That would mean they'd have to give up Marcus Smart, their best point of attack defender. That is pretty huge. So, but you do, they're saying in this article here, you do have to give up something to get something. And so that was from NBC Sports by Kurt Hellen on March 23rd there. So that's a quick trade update for you. We are under 48 hours, as you heard at the beginning there, and it's only going to heat up. It's going to get really, really interesting. You got to be looking at the Lakers right now. They have to make a big move. They need help. And you saw this coming. Look at all the stars. Curry's out. You've got Anthony Davis out, LeBron out. There is injuries. Durant's still out. It's just part of basketball. It's a demanding sport, and it's going to be about who's healthy and who's able to be there, which is even more impressive with Chris Paul and Phoenix. So we're going to see if we can do just a little analysis on some of the games tonight. I think we're going to check out the Phoenix. I did not even get to see too much what happened with this Phoenix one here. So let's go ahead and see if we can share that screen with you guys. And we'll look at some of the highlights here. See if I can center it down for you. Sorry, guys. All right, technical difficulty. Sorry on that one. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of the box score from the Phoenix. Mike Malone, what a class act, man. Phoenix rolls in this one, 110 to 100 over the Miami Heat. You had DeAndre Ayton for the Phoenix Suns at center. He was 8 for 12. He was going to work in the paint, 17 points. 16 rebounds for the big daddy. Oh, man, Ayton. And you know he's eaten off. Chris Paul just finds him. Chris Paul had 9 assists, 4 for 7 with 8 points. 3 rebounds, a steal. Booker, 10 for 19, 23 points. He was 2 for 8 from 3, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Jay Crowder had a nice night, 5 for 8 field goal, 13 points, and 3 rebounds. That starting line, Miles Bridges, 4 for 8, or 4 for 11, tough shooting percentage, 12 points. Let's check out the Heat. Let's see what went on down there. Bam was 4 for 9, 16 points. 8 for 9 on free throws. Bam was going to the line. Jimmy Bucket, 7 for 13, 14 points. We got Duncan Robinson, 2 for 6, 6 points. Not much out of him. Olynyk was 0 for 6. So Olynyk was atrocious. You got to be thinking, man, Kendrick Nunn, man. 10 for 19, 25 points. Precious, 3 for 4, 9 points. He only played 13 minutes. So there's our Miami-Phoenix check-in. Phoenix is insane right now. They are probably going to hold on to that one seed. Let's go ahead and look at the box score from this Philly game. Now, this Philly game was... That was fun to watch. I was watching both those games at the same time, the Philly and the Brooklyn game. And so this one is the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Golden State Warriors 108-98. Tobias Harris is underappreciated and undervalued. He was 9 for 18 with 25 points, 13 rebounds, man, 4 assists and 1 block. But he was just bully balling. He was walking the dog, and the ferocity and the emotions he plays with, you're not going to see in the stat line. That guy is an absolute motor for that team. Ben Simmons was plus 23 in the plus minus, 7 for 15, 8 for 14 from the free throw line, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 22 points. So Ben Simmons was balling. Let's see, Tyrese Maxey, the Rook, was 2 for 3 with 5 points in 11 minutes, so that's solid. And let's check out the Warriors, man. They made a little push there, and they were trying. They actually took the lead for a little bit, and then Wiseman is just, I don't get the minutes he gets. So you see the starting lineup here, 34 for Green, 34 for Green, and then Wiseman got the 26 minutes, and 5 for 13, that's really tough, 11 points, so that might be why, but I don't know, I feel like he's such a major factor in there, and I would have liked to have seen him out there a little bit more. Obviously, Steph Curry not being there, it tortures me to see this Warriors team even trying to make the playoffs. They're not going to win the West, and they could... Cade Cunningham would be nice on the Warriors. Just going to pause on that for a second. So, here we go. You know Steph is coming back. They're too darn competitive, and so is Steve Kerr. They're going to make the playoffs soon. Let's get on to the other stats we got to look at here. We're going to check out Brooklyn. Brooklyn-Portland. Man, that was a game. That was back and forth. And the scariest thing about Brooklyn-Portland is that Brooklyn is out there without Irving and Durant. Look at those chunks of minutes for Harden. 40 minutes. He put up 24 shots. He hit 7 of them. 11 for 13 on the free throw. He's masterful at being able to draw the foul and get the N1s. 25 points. But those minutes, he's just a machine. He is such a machine. And look at Jeff Green, man. Oh, man. Uncle Jeff. 7 for 14. 2 for 6 from 3. 20 points. He's solid. He was doing some bully ball, too. Walking the dog in the paint there. Blake Griffin had a decent night. 3 for 4 field goals. He had 5 rebounds in 19 minutes. And if you listen to my take on Blake Griffin when they got him, that's all he's got to do. If he can come in and hit those high percentage shots and make good passes, he didn't have any assists, which is surprising. He did have 2 steals. He dove on the ground for a ball and saved a ball from going out of bounds. And that's all he's got to do. But I think the big story the big one for Jersey right now, other than obviously Durant and Irving getting back, is Nicholas Claxton. Oh my God, I'm absolutely in love with this guy and cannot wait for a Top Shot moment. I've already tweeted it. I'm asking him to get us one. He is a freak. Look at these stats, guys. Look at these stats. 22 minutes, 8 for 10 on the field goals, 9 rebounds, 1 block, plus 4 on the plus minus, 16 points. And that's, again, you cannot put in the stat line what energy this guy is bringing to the table. He is everywhere. And he's still thin. He's going to develop and get much thicker. So, man, wow, wow, wow. Give me my Nicholas Claxton moment, please, Top Shot. Let's check out the stats from the Blazers here. So we had... Let's check this back. Hold on, let me get this straight here. So this, as I said, it was nip and tuck back and forth. I'm going to bring the Blazers up. And I felt like... What am I not getting me here? I got to be able to give you your... stay with me, podcast. I'm trying to get the Blazers stats up here. It's going to be a little bit small, so you guys stay with me, YouTube. All right. So Covington is a beast. 4 for 8. 25 minutes, 13 points. Derrick Jones Jr., man, he was amazing. He had some bunch of alley-oops and dunks. Not much from the three-point, and every time he launched, he was 1 for 8. Every time he launched it, he had they'd leave him. They weren't guarding him. He had a lane right to the hoop. He could have dunked it every time, and every time he launched it, I'm like, go dunk on their heads, man. I know it's a three. I know in the NBA today, everyone wants to be Steph Curry. But when you have a clear path to the hoop and you can jump like that boy, you dunk it. So hopefully we'll see him start doing that. Lillard, of course, he had 17 shots, 5 for 17, 3 for 14 from 3. Not that great of a night. 22 points. He was trying, but he was 9 for 9 from the free throw line, which is really nice. McCollum had also an extremely rough shooting night, 5 for 19, 4 for 12. They were just launching from 3 and not hitting, and when they don't hit, it's tough for them to win, even though they were right in it. 16 points from McCollum. The big story for Portland and big men out there is Enes Kanter, man. He had a monstrous night, and, you know, I was talking about Nicholas Claxton on New Jersey and him having a good night, but they could not deal with Kanter in the paint. 6 for 8. He had 19 points and 19 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 block. Monster Kanter. So get your Enes Kanter moments, guys. Anyways, that's going to wrap up our live check-in with the games tonight. Those were some highlights. Hope you enjoyed that. Once again, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. And please follow me on Twitter, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop at DJDev420. Subscribe to the podcast, NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the notification. Hit the like button. Give me some comments, guys. Celebrate. Stay cool and calm. Have fun. We are collecting. We're playing a game. There's tons of strategies. Stay tuned for the next couple episodes. We're going to go through some websites and some angles and strategies that you can play this awesome game we're involved in here. All right, guys, happy Tuesday, and remember, enjoy it.